talking about something that affects so many people, but that nobody wants to talk about: pornography. Speaking to individuals trying to stop looking at porn and to spouses looking for support.
This is Danny and Lindsay Pullman, a married couple who have been through this together. We're sharing a mix of our personal experiences, our experience as certified life coaches, and other empowering ideas.
We hope this can help you on your journey.
Enjoy! Happy Valentine's, everybody!
Hey, everybody.
Lindsay and Danny Pullman here. We are talking about taking care of yourself on days like today, or anniversaries, or birthdays, whatever it is. So, you want to lead in, Danny?
Yeah, sure. First of all, just wanted to share the cutest thing. Our son, Marcus, last night, I think he's excited about Valentine's Day or something, or he was feeling the love. He sometimes just takes us off guard, you know? Like, most of the time he's just, like, so, just, I don't know, such a boy, running around, and, like, he's more about, like, jumping and getting in on the action, and...
He's very kinetic.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, he expresses himself just in a unique way. I love
it. With motion and physical, like, he's just very boyish in that way.
Yeah, and but last night he was like, "Dad, did you see your surprise on your door?" I was like, "What is it?" He's like, "Go and look." And so I went and looked, and it was a sticky note with hearts on it that he drew, and he taped it there. And I was like, "Ooh,
he
Marcus
probably stuck it there."
What?
It's a sticky note. He probably stuck it there.
Are you saying, of course, he would stick a sticky note there?
Well, you said he taped it there.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Sorry.
Thanks,
I'm kind
Lindsay.
Of in one of those like sassy moods today, so sorry. I apologize.
Wish me luck.
Okay, keep
everybody.
Going. Tell us the story.
Anyway, I was like, "Marcus, why'd you do hearts?" He said, "Oh, because I love you." And then he told me that he did it for each one of us. So I went and looked, and he put a spot strategically placed so that each one of us in the family could see it. And that just tickled me. I loved it.
Yeah. So. Just little 7-year-old kid drawing little hearts on little paper. So cute.
Love that boy. So yeah, good way to lead us into Valentine's Day the next day. And yeah, this morning I asked Lindsay if she'd be my Valentine, and she said yes. Even after all these years, we still got it, baby. Anyway, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it, just like Elf said in the movie Elf. So, jumping in, finally. So holidays for me used to be what?
Just gonna make a joke, but I'm gonna stop.
Okay, holidays used to be a real trigger for me, okay? And they are for some of my clients, and maybe they are for you too. So we're going to talk a little bit about holidays using Valentine's Day as a specific example. I was much more likely to look at porn around holidays compared to other more usual days. And so here's kind of why. All right, I wanted the day to go really well, and I didn't think that I cared as much about it going well for me as much as I did for Lindsay. But the truth is, I wanted it to go well for Lindsay so it could go well for me. And I think that's because I put the outcome of it on my shoulders, and I put whether she enjoyed the day or not on me. So I was making myself responsible for her emotions, okay? For her emotions. And this seemed like a really great idea, right? After all, isn't it so romantic to hear a man promise to his new wife on the wedding day, "I promise to make you happy," or, "I promise to make you laugh," whatever it is. Like, I thought that's what a good husband does, and it just sounds so romantic, right? To do that and want that. But I had to learn about reality, guys. I think my intentions were really great here, but the outcome wasn't super helpful.
Yeah,
so,
what was the outcome? Looking at porn or just like treating yourself horribly on Valentine's Day? What was the normal outcome?
Well, I'm gonna get to that.
Oh, okay.
So first of all, Lindsay And only Lindsay is responsible for both her emotions and for her thoughts that create her emotions. And this goes for me and my thoughts and emotions as well. Okay, so for example, this didn't really happen. This is more of a hypothetical. Not that I couldn't pull this off, but I could get Lindsay dozens of roses. I could light candles through the whole house, take her to the best restaurant with the best view, find the babysitter, plan the date, clean the house going into it, start the day out with breakfast in bed and a neck massage, a handwritten card, the perfect gift without her even hinting for what she wants.
Yeah, this never happened, guys, so
don't worry. No, remember that one Valentine's Day where I... Okay, this hasn't happened. A special new diamond ring to commemorate our 13th year together, because that's a big year, the 13th year, right? anyway, I could go and do all these things, and she might still decide to feel terrible about the day, or focus on how it's not quite what she wanted, or not quite enough, or whatever. Like I said, this didn't really happen. But this is a possibility with anyone, right?
Right, like I could be like, oh, he didn't organize this, his secretary did, or oh, he didn't think of this restaurant, or oh, it's about time he finally does this for me. So the act of Danny hypothetically doing all those things, man, I am in like a jokey mood today, so I'm going to try to restrain myself. The act of him doing that, it's not what would make me feel love. It's how I choose to think about it. Like, oh, wow, he went all out. He must care. Like, I can see that he's trying to demonstrate his love through all these actions. Like, I could do that and I would feel love. Or I could go the other way. Or there's so many different ways, right? Or it could be like, oh, his secretary planned this whole night. Or, oh, I can't believe this is the first time in our marriage he finally did something like this. Or, oh, you come through one day a year. This is what I hear a lot. Oh, you're going to show up this one day a year? That's not what I want. I want someone showing up every day. So it really is how we choose to think about it, right? Yeah. Because all of those things I just said, those are thoughts, and that's going to determine how I feel, end up feeling about it.
Because, can I say the tagline?
Oh, yeah.
Because feelings don't come from roses, they come from thoughts.
Not very sexy, but but that's the tagline of the day.
Yeah, okay. But then on the flip side, I could literally do nothing and plan nothing on a Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. and Lindsay might feel great about the day and decide that it's her best Valentine's Day ever. You know, that's a possibility too. So,
which actually, I will tell you guys, my Mother's Day last year was the best one I ever had in my life, and it was all I planned everything and decided everything I wanted, and I made it happen. And it's not to say that Danny was like, you're on your own, but I just like knew what I wanted, and I told him, and I knew I wanted a certain type of cake. We live in France, like this fondant cake type thing, and you know, I was like, let's go into Subaru and pick up a cake mix so I can make my, you know what I mean? Like, it really, like, my best Mother's Day I ever had was one that I created. I think I even might have bought myself flowers. And there's nothing wrong with buying yourself flowers, because it's not who it comes from or how it comes or all the things. It's what you choose to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's dig into this a little bit, right? So Lindsay, she probably, tell me if I'm wrong, Lindsay. You are right here after all. She probably wants to feel loved and lovable, worthy, in love, wanted, attraction, maybe a few other things that you want to feel, yeah?
Sure.
Those things you like feeling?
Yeah.
Okay, but if she's looking for those feelings in the perfectly planned and executed Valentine's Day, there's a good chance that she'll be disappointed. And she would be putting too much responsibility on me. But then it turns out that I also want to feel loved and lovable and worthy, in love, wanted, attraction. And if I'm looking for these feelings to come to me as a result of Lindsay feeling these things from the best Valentine's Day ever that I planned, then I'm not owning my responsibility to manage my own emotions. So this goes both ways, right?
Yeah.
And in that case, I'd be putting too much responsibility on her.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think sometimes husbands, like, they make all that effort, and then their wives don't respond the way that they want, and externally, and then the husband feels like it was a waste or whatever it is, and that's not because of how the wife responds, it's how he chooses to think about it. So everything we're teaching here just really boils down to taking ownership of our emotions.
Yeah, and then if she ends up feeling the need to enjoy it because of all the work that he went through, and she thinks that she needs to be happy in order for him to be happy, then you can, like, see how this just goes around and around, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So I would get overwhelmed because so much of it was out of my control, but I was wanting to be able to control it, and I couldn't. Something else that would happen with this type of pattern going on is that sometimes Lindsay would be upset about something just on any given day, not necessarily a holiday, and I would be so upset about her being upset that I would not be able to handle it very well, and I'd do things like withdraw from her or distract myself or not want to be in the same room with her, not really support and help her through it, because I couldn't handle being around her if she was upset, and I'd be more likely to look at porn too. And I see this same pattern with my clients all the time. It's kind of like I made myself responsible for Lindsay's emotions because I cared, but then I would show up more like I didn't care when making myself responsible for her emotions, right? The way I would actually show up as a result of this was not the most, I wasn't like there by her side, able to listen without being threatened by her having a negative emotion. And I
think the fascinating thing too is like, a lot of everything that Danny is saying here, like about me having a good day, like that, a lot of that is all projection on his end. So if he is like judging himself for being a bad person because he looks at porn behind my back, or because he's not a good dad, or because he didn't follow through, and he thinks he's a bad dad or husband because of that, like he's looking for evidence to like prove that belief true, even if that's not what's going on in my brain. So, like, I actually might have a pretty chill holiday, and I'm fine, and he's over there thinking that I'm having a bad day and thinking I can't even handle it, I can't handle her, when I'm totally fine, right? And so there's, when we aren't aware of how we're judging ourselves and treating ourselves, it can be natural to, like, project other people's behavior and think that like a certain glance from someone means that, oh, they're thinking I'm a bad person, when really it could be, oh, look, that person entered the room. So we just don't know what other people are thinking and feeling. And so you can totally try to project that or like feel people's energy or whatever it is, but just know that like there is an element of thinking that can kind of compound the actual energy in a room, compound or neutralize or diminish it, like with our own human thinking.
Yeah, I love how you said that. And I was totally looking for evidence that I just wasn't the kind of husband that can show up for you, right? And I was finding it. And then I was creating more of it because of that.
Yeah.
But it started with how I was thinking about it, and it had nothing to do with the actual circumstances.
And then there were like these holidays, like he, you know, and I'm just being circumstantial here, so you guys can choose to make it mean what you want, but like he would get to this, he'd get so triggered, quote unquote triggered, by holidays, that like he wouldn't get me a card, or he wouldn't get me roses, or he wouldn't get me presents, you know, for my birthday or whatever it was. And I remember just being like deciding for myself, like, well, I guess I'll just get my own gifts. And I was kind of just like cool with that. But the interesting thing too, like looking at it now, is I was totally fine doing that, because I was like, I remember having this thought like, hey, at least I'm going to get exactly what I want for Christmas. And that being said, it didn't mean he didn't go for like 12 years not getting me a card or telling me he loved me. It was nothing like that. Like he would get me cards, he would do nice things, but it always came off as like last minute. Not always, but there were years where period of a few years where it just came off very last minute, and I made it mean something, like he must not care, right? When he cared so much that it was hard for him to follow through. So that's the interesting irony behind that. But my point is too, like thinking is everything, because I started going through like this, having this practice of like, well, I'll just get myself my own gifts. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. And I still get myself gifts a lot, like for Christmas, if I know I want something, or for Valentine's, I just like get it. But because my thinking wasn't totally aligned, like I never allowed myself to work through the why, like the why behind he wasn't getting me things. And I never worked through, like, did a bunch of the coaching and the thought work behind it in the past. And so I still, like, I'd get a hit from buying myself something, but I might end up feeling kind of crappy or not working through the stuff that I actually needed to work through, which was me learning how to love and trust and accept myself for who I am and not need some external things to happen in the world for me to feel that way, because all of that comes from within. And if you think it comes from the universe, it's short-lived. And if you think it comes from, like, a dozen roses, and it's the act of the roses you're receiving and that's what proves love, that's going to be a short-lived, unsustainable hit. But when you know that the roses mean something and you choose to think a thought that makes you feel really good and that's all really aligned, which is what we teach in our coaching, that's where those feelings and those results of, you know, loving yourself and understanding how amazing you are will, like, that will last. Yeah. Does that make sense, or is that confusing?
Yeah, but it's not even a guarantee that roses or whatever it is would be a hit, right? If you're thinking it comes from the universe. Yes. Because sometimes it's going to be and other times it won't, because you're thinking it's the roses that should create feelings in you when it's something else entirely. It's your thoughts. And if you're being... And a lot of us, when we're going through our lives, we're kind of blind to that idea when we're involved in our own stuff. And if we forget that, then it can just feel so out of control. Like, why did I get roses that one time and feel so great? And then why did I get them this other time and I'm still not feeling the love, you know?
Yeah, and so we know
it's not the roses.
It's not circumstantial. It's our thoughts.
Yeah.
So now that we know all this, what can be good, helpful for people to know?
Oh, yeah. So what's an alternative is to let her be responsible for her and her thoughts and feelings. Let me be responsible for me and my thoughts and feelings. And then just come together and enjoy being together. And we give each other permission to be or feel however the other person wants to feel. And then just a little warning here. If you're thinking that both of you have to take this approach in order for you to enjoy Valentine's Day, then you're missing the point. Like, if you're thinking, like, okay, I can take responsibility for my emotions and thoughts, right? But he or she needs to do this too, and we have to do it at the same time.
Or it's
otherwise,
not fair.
It's not fair, or it's not gonna happen in the best way, or you're still missing the point.
Like, and you're still not taking responsibility for your own
exactly
stuff.
Because you think he needs to take responsibility or she needs to in order for you to enjoy taking responsibility for her, right? So just be aware of that. And then, you know, saying no to things that you want to say no to and saying yes to things that you want to say yes to and showing up as your genuine selves and just giving yourself, each other, permission to be your genuine self and love each other that way. That sounds like a great Valentine's Day to me.
So I guess the other thing I want to say is, you know, how do we go from bad, you know, because some of us look at, you know, holidays like Valentine's Day and we're like, oh man, hate Valentine's Day. It's so stupid. You can never get a reservation, or my husband never does this. I hate these holidays, whatever. And so I kind of wanted to just talk, you know, give you guys three ways to go from a bad or a stressful or an overwhelming drama-filled Valentine's Day to an okay Valentine's Day. And the reason I'm doing that is because I think sometimes if there's too much dissonance going from bad to great, then we don't even try. Like, our brain shuts it down and we have this thought like, oh, it's impossible. I'll never have a good Valentine's Day. That's stupid. Why even try, right? But what if, you know, you were dreading the day and it could just go from bad to okay? All right. So the first thing is, if you have time, just write about your feelings, write about why it sucks, write about what it's hard. Okay. Just be honest with yourself and if you have the time, like, put that on paper somewhere, even if you just spend 1 minute, like, free writing, okay? And then look at what's on paper and just accept what is there, okay? So you might have written, like, my husband doesn't love me, or my husband doesn't ever do anything for me, or something like that, or my husband still looks at pornography, or whatever it is, and just know that, like, you can accept, like, circumstantially accept what is, but you don't have to, like, condone all the behavior, right? So you can accept what exists in the reality without wanting that to be your future reality. And so when we do that, then we don't resist our own reality, because when we resist our reality, we lose 100% of the time, okay? So writing down, you know, what's going on, taking a little bit of time there, accepting that this is something that happened or exists, and just understanding that it already existed, so we don't need to negotiate with it, right? And then just, you know, take a look at what you've written and know yourself. And now that you see on what paper, understand that it's totally okay to feel whatever it is that you're feeling, okay? Allow yourself to feel it. We have a download, how to process pain, how to process any emotion. So we'll put that in the show notes. And that'll give you one modality to just kind of sit with your emotions if you need to, okay? And, you know, if there's something that you're just, like, really wanting him to buy and you think it needs to come from him, just go buy it for yourself. Like, he probably would want to buy it for you if he just knew, you know? So just, it doesn't need to come from him. Just go get it for yourself if that's what you feel like you want, you know?
Or you can tell him. Right?
Yeah, you can tell him.
Like, hey, this is something I would really like.
Yeah,
as a present.
Exactly. Like,
do you want to buy it for me, or should I just get it for myself?
Totally. Yeah. So, anyway, the idea that a gift has to come from him is just that. It's an idea. It's not truth. Okay. So, and then the last thing is like, once you kind of, like, know what you want for the day, and, you know, and you've made an effort to, like, create that for yourself, just maybe, like, relax a little bit and know that anything that comes your way can be, like, an unexpected surprise, right? Like, sticky notes from the sun. Like, I would have never expected heart sticky notes from my son, and it, like, made my morning to wake up and see that. And so, you know, when you take care of yourself and take care of your needs, then anything else that comes usually can just be more enjoyable because there's no expectation there. Okay. All right. And if you already feel pretty neutral about Valentine's Day, but you're like, hey, how could I make it better? A really quick exercise you could do is just, like, why do I feel so neutral about today? And how would I prefer my Valentine's Day to be? Okay. And then when you go to that space of how I would prefer my Valentine's Day to be, then you can kind of start, like, asking yourself, well, how can I make some of this possible? Or what if this was possible? And just start pointing your brain in that direction, because then what's going to happen is it's going to find evidence for all of those things and evidence that those things exist.
Yeah. What I would add is, when you're talking about just, like, doing the writing exercises and getting to know yourself and accepting what's there, right? And then, like, spending a moment to, like, relax after going through that.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to say is, with our brains, a lot of times we're so worried to look at the feelings that we don't like and that are uncomfortable, and we're so afraid and resist them so much that we think if we go toward them, they're gonna get bigger and more terrible, and, like, we're gonna explode or something like that.
Yeah.
But the nature of the brain is actually the opposite. If you're willing to accept and allow those feelings to be there that are presently happening in your brain, then the nature of your mind is actually to go to a more state of calm and relaxation, which is kind of cool. And then, again, like, all this stuff, I know we're talking about Valentine's Day and holidays, but this kind of stuff can help you on any day, anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a drama-free day. You can have those exist. All right. You guys are awesome. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. See you later.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for listening.
If you're ready to get unstuck, move forward, or just feel better about your life and marriage, please reach out to us, whether it's for both of you or just yourself. You'd be surprised how much progress can be made in your marriage even if one of you works on the relationship. Don't wait for someone else to make things better for you.
For more information or to find out what it would be like to have a coach, visit our websites, lindseypullman.com and dannypullman.com. Make sure you spell Pullman, P-O-E-L-M-A-N. For freebies or other guides mentioned, check out the show notes.
And to our current clients, we love you and thank you for letting us be a part of your hero's journey.